think at the last slide on that one. I'm going to try again.
Do it again. If you want heaps good history, a little touch of mystery, with lots of hilarity, it's Adelol.
Welcome to Adelol, the Heaps Good History podcast, where in every full episode we explore stories about South Australia's unique
and often hilarious history.
My name's Dan. I'm a born and bred South Australian. And every big episode, I tell a story to my mate Tom,
who moved to South Australia at the age of 15 from the United Kingdom.
Oh, lovely. I tell him a story about South Australia's unique,
hilarious. And often
hilarious.
I've
already said it, haven't I? But that's all right. That's all right. So nice I said it twice. But here's the thing. Tom doesn't know what the topic's going to be about.
No idea.
No idea whatsoever. And boy, do I have a good one this week. And it's from an old newspaper. I don't want you to read the headline because that could give it away.
Okay.
But first, we got beers of the episode because we haven't done a big full episode in a while.
You asked me. So yeah, it's been a while. It's been a while, Dan. So we've had a couple of Gigalades. Ooh. And occasionally, and we have talked about this in the past on episodes, we have been honest with people. We say occasionally with a Gigalade, we'll record it over the phone.
Yep.
So we're definitely having the conversation, but we're recording it at each end. And today we've actually got together, which is great.
So good. High five.
High five. Woo! So there you know. That's how you know it's authentic. Yep. That's not a fake high five.
It's just me slapping my own ass.
Nate Max TV is like, oh, that's a fake high five for sure. Listen to the way the sound wave tapers at the end. You know it's a faked high five. These guys are actually recording in different states.
This is a false five.
Dan, tell us about Nate Max.
Hey, everyone. We got hooked into Nate Max through the Ozcast Network. Ozcast Network are a podcast network here in South Australia.
They tried to recruit us.
No, I don't think they ever have.
They're like, fuck these guys.
Yeah, these guys are too cooked even for us. But speaking of too cooked, there's this guy that on their I don't know, podcast network or whatever.
I thought he was South Australian, which is why I was excited that we started getting into him.
No.
I was like, we've got to get him on the show, but he's from Queensland?
I think so.
Of course he is.
His name's Nate Max, and every single thing in the world is a conspiracy.
Everything's a conspiracy.
Be that immunizations, be that the water we drink out of a tap,
yep,
be that the food, be anything and everything.
You've got to re-energize water, Dan. You need to buy a $500 tube that re-energizes water.
Everyone follow Nate Max TV on Instagram, yep, even if it's just for like a day or two, and you'll get the exact picture of what
he seems, I've got a couple of friends that are just like fucking hippies, and he actually, and they're lovely, and even though they're hippies, and I roll my eyes at them, and I'm like, oh, fucking come on,
yeah, yeah.
But he seems like one of those people. Like, if you actually knew him, he'd probably be the loveliest guy.
Oh, probably.
But some of the stuff some of his claims are a little dubious. The Epstein stuff, though.
Oh, very interesting.
Very interesting.
Very interesting. That shouldn't happen. Is that
a conspiracy, or is that? Let's see. Questions getting raised with that.
I'm kind of on his side with this one.
Yeah.
It's another Clinton kill, I reckon. On the board for Hillary.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's like people are like, the Clintons wouldn't kill anybody. And I'm like, pretty sure they bombed Kosovo.
Oh, God.
They went straight in there and just fucking dropped the bombs.
Anyway, enough conspiracies.
Anyway, beer of the episode.
Beer of the episode. Tom, you've got it hooked us up with a brand new Ann in a can. And it is an Ann in a can.
It is an Ann in a can. And, you know, this is the other way that you know that this is new and authentic. Because that was the other thing I was going to say. We've been honest about sometimes having sneaky Gigalades that we keep in storage. This is definitely an up-to-date episode because the beer that we're drinking tonight has only been out for 2 weeks.
There we go.
It's the Coopers Brewery XPA. So it's the brand new beer from Coopers. It's in a purple can.
Yep.
And the first time I tried this was at your community, Reclink Community Cup.
Yeah, I played in a little, it's a musicians versus media competition.
It was good fun.
I wasn't representing Adelol. I'm sorry, Tom. I was representing...
No, that's okay.
Representing...
Give a plug to your other fucking thing.
I was representing the Adelaide Mail, the satirical newspaper I run.
Oh, is this satirical?
It's hard to tell sometimes. We've also launched an Adelaide Mail podcast. Sorry, Tom, but you'll hear Tom on it soon enough.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll get on there to do some accents or something.
Oh, fucking hell. Maybe not. But anyway, Ann in a can, a new Coopers, XPA, family brewed.
Yes.
Let's do this.
And they had this at the Reclink Community Cup a week before it came out in shops, and it's definitely out in shops now because I got it from the shop.
And my team won, so.
Oh.
Cheers to that.
And
go Anchors.
Look, I'm not going to read the tasting notes. I'll just give, because I'm sure everyone's already had a chance to go out and grab it. But
it's lovely.
It uses the Coopers Pale Ale malt. So it's basically a slightly stronger pale ale with a bit of a fruitier kind of hop taste.
Mm.
So it's an extra pale ale. That's what the XPA is.
XPA.
So it uses the Coopers malt Cooper's Pale Ale malt, which we all know and love, and they use a Simcoe and Lemon Drop hops.
Mm.
And it's basically like a fruity pale ale. It's great.
It is. It's a little heavier, I find.
Yeah, it's like 5%
So that brings me to this episode, Tom.
Oh,
I like things.
We're going heavy, are we?
I like things a little heavier sometimes.
Ooh.
Now, I'm in two minds. Do I read out the headline?
Yeah.
Do I read out the subheadline?
I love it when a headline. When you see a headline and you just think, that's a fucking Adelaide story.
Okay, here it is. Here's the headline. Do you want to read it out? I'm going to turn the paper and you can read it.
All right, but I'll be careful not to read any of the bits underneath. Just the headline. The pudgy postman who didn't deliver.
There you go. Already, you know this is good.
That's an Adelaide.
Read the subheadline.
691 mail items found in home.
Oh, yes.
This is why we have a history podcast.
This is exactly
right.
We're
not actually interested in history, just really fucking hilarious stories.
We're going back now. I'm doing some research for a very big episode, which was in 1999, and that's basically all I know about it. So I've been trawling through the Advertiser from 1999, and I've come across this one. I found my main story, which is great, because the 1999, it's weird. It's like this black hole. It's like it's stuff that's not old enough to be... Yeah. Uploaded onto the internet.
Yeah.
And
it's
stuff that's
like
not
when
new
the
enough.
Internet was really young.
Really in its infancy. Yeah. But like I do see they do have like news.com.au down at the bottom of the page. But
well do you want to save that and do it as a live episode and then we can sell it as we're gonna party like it's 1999?
I've got plenty of 1999 stories because I've been going through every goddamn paper.
Alright, we can just do a whole series. Yep.
But anyway, this is from 20 years ago. Friday, 22nd of January, 1999.
Oh,
the pudgy postman who didn't deliver. Already, I'm just like, what is this going to be about?
It's more like, it's more when I saw the 691 mail items. This person obviously just hoarded the mail, right?
And that's mail items, M-A-I-L
yes,
items,
that's right.
not men's products.
No, I think you'll find that parcels are a social construct, Dan.
By Mark Steen. Come rag. Oh, God.
Oh, what? Come rag? Fucking hell. Right in the deep end. Cum rag. Not only was this guy hoarding parcels, 691 partially mailed cum rags.
Well, thank you for sticking with us, people. We really appreciate it.
That's what I thought you said.
No. Come hail.
Sorry. Yep, go on.
I did say come rain, but I mixed up rain. And come hail, rain, or shine, the postie, by tradition,
yes,
has always delivered.
Yep.
But...
his jizz into a rag.
But overweight mailman Brad.
Why are they fucking picking on his weight? Why are they mentioning that he's overweight? That's unnecessary.
I know. That's what struck me about this.
What's his name?
But overweight. They say he's overweight before they get to his
before
name.
Before they get to his name.
Yeah. But if that's how someone describes you in a newspaper, you
heinously obese. But depressingly rotund mailman.
But overweight mailman Brad Kelly.
Disgustingly porky Brad Kelly.
Did not live by the creed.
Oh, he's not going to live for very long. He's heinously overweight.
The 23-year-old Woodville man.
From Woodville. I drive through Woodville quite regularly.
We used to work in Woodville.
There's a lot of fatties in Woodville.
Aren't there?
Yeah,
I don't know what's with that.
Porkersville.
Oh, no. The 23-year-old Woodville man pleaded guilty.
And they just built a Macca's there as well. They just put a Macca's in Woodville. That is targeted. That's
Brad
targeted market.
Brad Kelly will be gone. He's in his mid-40s now. 23-year-old Woodville man pleaded guilty in the Adelaide Magistrates Court yesterday to two counts of fraudulently misappropriating almost 700 postal articles between July 1996 and August 1998.
Okay. Couple of things.
Yep.
Firstly, obviously we're just joking. We got nothing against people that are overweight.
No, we've both been overweight.
We've both been fatties in our time.
Yep.
We lost the weight, obviously, which begs the question: why can't you? But we've both been overweight, and we both lost the weight, and you know what? It wasn't fucking easy. It's not easy to do. And so obviously that we're just joking. We got no real hatred for Brad. But why the fuck do they lead with that?
I don't know.
Why do they mention
like
that?
Even the headline, the pudgy postman.
Yeah, but it's almost like they're trying to insinuate that perhaps the reason why he hoarded all it's like, all right,
yeah,
maybe he was a klepto and he just stole all these items of mail.
Oh, you'll see why
But they're like, no. It's because he's too fat to deliver the mail.
Imagine it was like just another characteristic, like the Muslim postman.
But it's like starting with the insinuation that fat people are lazy, which pisses me off because like I've been fat and honestly, and like when I was overweight, it was the time in my life when I was working the hardest.
Yeah.
Like that's why I got overweight because I was like stressed and overwhelmed by life. So it's like,
oh god, chicken and egg. Crown Ross. It says pudgy postman in the headline. Personally, I would have gone with postman fat.
Oh, postman fat. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's brilliant. Postman
Crown
fat.
Crown prosecutor Mr. Rodney Oates said Kelly was working as a postman from Australia Post.
Well, clearly he wasn't working.
Regency Park Depot when he was routinely pulled over. By police.
Postman fat. That's so good.
He was pulled over
by... This is why Dan has a satirical news service.
August 15. And I'm reading from another satirical news service.
Yep.
So he's pulled over August 15. An inspection revealed an Australia Post mailbag in the boot containing 31 postal items. So
okay,
if you're the cop in this situation, you'd be like...
What do you do for a living?
Is that one postman? It's like, well...
Why have you got post in you? Oh, well, because I'm...
Because I'm fat and that's what we do.
He's like, why isn't this attached, strapped to your bike? He's like, no.
Why isn't this, what's the big sack doing in your, Santa.
I'm Santa, yeah. I haven't emptied my sack yet.
Speaking of which, Magic Cave shut
down. Oh, fucking hell, yeah. We got to talk about Magic Cave. Yeah, well, we're not happy about that.
I called it, though.
You called it, called it. So, just a little background. Magic Cave, we were going to do a gigolator on this, but I don't think it's worthy of a gigolator. It's just worthy of an acknowledgement. We found out this week that the Liberal government is cutting...
I'm sure there's other factors at play, Tom.
No.
You're insinuating.
It's because Rob Lucas is a tight ass. They're cutting the funding for the pageant, and as a result, they're going to get rid of the Santa's Cave.
Yeah, and I think it's in part David Jones as well. But
okay,
so
it's David Jones' fault.
Yeah, pretty much, actually.
it's almost like... It's almost like big corporations like David Jones can't afford to do things because it's like there may be like a recession or something.
The
Liberal government tanked the economy or something. I don't know. Anyway, but yes, very disappointing. But Dan picked it like a dirty nose.
Yeah, absolutely. Go back and listen to our...
18 months ago we did.
Yeah, go listen to our pageant episode and I'm like, next year it won't be here.
Yeah, so, I reckon it was about this time, maybe 2 years ago.
I reckon it was, actually.
And we did a pageant episode and Dan was like, it gets smaller and smaller every year and you know what? Eventually they'll just get rid of the Santa's Cave and they have people. Not quite yet.
I'm sure the community will rally around and some...
Well, just like they rallied around the Mitchum choir, the Mitchum carols.
That was probably your doing on the Facebook page. An idiot. Anyway, back to Postman Fat.
And his black and white donut.
Rag.
It is black and white rag, yes.
An inspection revealed an Australia Post mailbag in the boot.
But surely he can explain that away. He's just he's like, no, it's in there because I'm a postman. I'm taking it to work.
Someone dropped it. That's exactly what I would do. Yeah. You could easily,
I'm a postman.
Bluff that way.
They asked me to take it from one depot. They said, I'm going from this depot to here. Can you just deliver it?
So the postman called up, made an inquiry, and Australia Post were like, yeah, it's come from his round, although he's not meant to have it in his boot of his car.
He should have actually delivered it 3 weeks ago.
So Kelly,
he's swapping the mail for what we believe may be Hungry Jack's.
Kelly, who told Australia Post officials he withheld the mail because he was under stress at work. See, stress work.
Okay.
People was dismissed instantly from his job. So they probably tell you basically when
he's under stress. So he's like, it was too difficult for me to complete the round, so I just hung on to these items.
Yeah, pretty much. And we'll get to why soon. It's
surely,
funny.
Though, people are going to ring up and be like, I didn't get my parcel.
It's
not a smart move at all.
And I'm sure when they do training at Australia Post, like the first day, the first thing they would tell you is like, you cannot take anyone's mail home. I don't know how clear we have to be about that.
Yeah, but also, if you can't complete your round,
don't
don't just hang on to the mail, because like people are gonna figure out that they like it, you know what I mean? And like people talk to their neighbors.
I'm honestly surprised it took this long. And like,
people don't talk to their neighbors as much as they used to.
They would have been in the '90s.
And then but that's just part of the, you know, the community, the society we live in now, where we're connected on social media but very disconnected in the physical.
He's gonna blame the Liberal government again.
Not gonna blame anyone, I'm just gonna say that's the world we live in. But people talk to their neighbours. Like, I'd chat to my neighbours sometimes, and if my neighbours were like, oh, fuck, we never get our parcels, and I'm like, yeah, neither do we.
It's like, oh, maybe we should ring up.
Straight away, you're going to be ringing up.
Right. I'm surprised it took, over 2 years.
You're going to be ringing Qantas and being like, don't sign a deal with Australia Post.
So Mr. Oates said that.
Oh,
so Mr. Oates is the...
Mr. Oates.
Who's Mr. Oates? The Crown Prosecutor.
He's like Oates. Oates.
I'm glad I got this prosecutor.
Some sort of Oaty biscuit.
It's a good fat man voice. Well done. But Mr. Oates said that in a connection with a different matter...
Right.
Police raided Kelly's home in October, which raises a lot of red flags, like...
So, October, and this
so
is
so they found the bag
August.
In August, and they're like, oh, well, take it back to work or whatever.
August, September, October. So, 2 months later.
And then they're like, on a different matter, which God knows what it could be. Any ideas?
Dumpster diving.
On a different matter, his house was raided, which raises a lot of questions.
Yes,
there. And they found three more mail bags in his bedroom wardrobe.
For fuck's sake!
In his wardrobe.
His wardrobe. It's like when your mum tells you she's gonna come and like check your room to see if you've cleaned it, and you just stick all the things you don't want to be seen in under the bed and in the wardrobe. You're like, it's clean. It's like, oh, it's not clean.
Officers counted 691 letters.
691. It's mostly letters.
No, including about 400 items of junk mail. So
okay, all right. Well, he's doing his community service.
Yeah, that's right.
So cutting only down two. On waste. So he's only nicked. Because it's illegal to steal someone's mail, right? So he's only committed 291 crimes,
major crimes.
Which Sarah Wolcock was the what was her name? Yeah, so he's kind of on par with her in that regard. With it.
All the mail was wasn't Sarah Wolcock?
It wasn't Sarah Wolcock.
Sarah Wolcock was the one from Moota.
Yes, that's
you
right.
You were thinking of the Irish woman, and her name was something Francisco. Sarah.
Yeah,
Francisco.
Sarah Francisco. Sorry, okay, I got the first name.
Historian.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. All the mail was identified as being from Kelly's round.
And Kelly was round. And Kelly is round.
Apart from a number.
Also, Kelly's quite fat. So they just like keep putting it in.
They just keep going on about this. Like, what's with this?
He only joined Australia Post in the first place because he was like, oh, I can get around. I am round. How many fast food places do I go past on my delivery?
Can you get a postie bike through a drive-thru? Sorry, just stop talking into the mic.
Can you?
Do my rounds again. One for you, one for me. All right. Yeah.
every parcel is shaking it. He's like, do you think there's cookies in this? He's sniffing the parcels.
Just have a little nibble. It's like when you do a lunch order at school and like... I'm pretty sure the lunch monitor is taking like at least one of my nuggets here.
Oh, yeah. Why do I get five nuggets every day? Yeah, so good.
Oh, God. 691, 400 were junk mail. All the mail was identified as being part of Kelly's round, apart from a number of letters addressed to Thorngate.
Right.
This is where it gets interesting.
Oh, Nate Max, get on it. Thorngate.
What's Alex Jones got to say about
that? He was just trying to prevent a conspiracy.
A tiny suburb tucked between Prospect, Fitzroy, Medindi, and North Adelaide.
Fuck, so he was stealing mail from another place that wasn't his round, in addition to
I get confused here because it seems like it was his round.
Okay.
The letters seemed to be taken randomly and included mail from a range of businesses such as Telstra, Etzer, as a throwback, and various banks. Mm. Ms. Deej Nzezi.
Right.
Miss Deej for Kelly said her client obtained his job initially in the Regency Park mailroom after his father, a postie at Regency Park for 35 years.
Just goes to show that nepotism doesn't work.
Alerted him to job vacancies. So
Dad's
a good worker. He's been working there 35
he's
years.
Like, come get a job at fucking.
Come get it. Yeah, come
Australia
work.
Post. And come he's work like, with Dad. Oh, what's in it for me, Dad?
He's like, yeah, he'd be one of these. How long's the lunch break?
Yeah.
Not long enough.
Lunch break.
Do you guys have a vending machine?
Do you guys have a union?
Do you guys have a farmer's union? Because I drink a lot.
So good. At least 2 litres a day.
He worked. That's a South Australian average.
That's right.
He worked for about 8 months sorting mail before being given a postal route on a push bike in August 1996. So he clearly did a good enough job.
Yeah, no, but also I love that we'll give you a round. It's a small round, so you do it on a push bike. And he's like, "How do I get one of those postie bikes?" They're like, "Oh, that's for people on the bigger rounds. You got to work your way up to that." And he's like, well, fuck that. If I have to pedal the bike.
That's basically exactly what it came down to. So he's worked there for about eight months.
By the way, I'm kidding. I'm not suggesting that fat people are lazy, but that's implicit in the fucking story, isn't it? It's basically what they're trying to say.
Some fat people, like some thin people are lazy. Some white people are lazy.
But they need to...
Draw
your own conclusions. But no, they're clear, like implicit in the story. They're like, this lazy fatty was nick and mail and wouldn't even ride a push bike to deliver it.
So, there's a picture to this story, which we'll tell you otherwise.
Okay, right.
So he worked for about 8 months. So he was pretty good at sorting mail. They're like, okay, well, you're promoted here.
Yep.
Dad's proud of you. You've got your own route now. But Kelly did not have a motorbike license.
Oh, okay. That's why they're making him do it.
So I guess they're like, do the bike trial and then, you know, we'll pay for you to get your motorbike license or whatever. Yep.
They're like, go up to Tea Tree Gully and do your, because they used to, you remember? They used to have the motorbike center. They still have it there?
Yeah, it's still there.
I think that's the only place you can, because they used to have one at Oakland's and you can't.
I think there's one down south. I think there's one north, one south. No, I'm sorry, one northeast and one south.
You heard it here, folks. Dan acknowledges that he lives in the northern suburbs.
He was simply given a bundle of mail and a bicycle to deliver it with, his lawyer said. Now,
plenty of bikes.
His lawyer also
suburbs.
Said,
plenty of bikies in the northern suburbs. Actually, they're all in the west, shooting each other. Another reference to the fact that this is current.
Actually, that could probably be said a lot of the time.
Yeah.
His lawyer said Kelly found the work difficult and fell into the terrible mistake of not asking for help when he did not know his route. Well, so basically, like, well, this is where you go, and he's like, I'm just not going to ask questions.
He's like, you know what? I'm fat and I've got a girl's name. I don't want to rock the boat, so I will just not say anything.
And he didn't rock the boat because Kelly was sensitive about his weight and
became the type. No, we shouldn't feel bad because, like, we are ironically mocking his weight because the Tizer?
Yep.
Because the advertiser chose to lead in the story with comments
Postman
about
fat.
His weight. So we
actually that was mine.
Postman.
So.
Admittedly, we did do the Postman fat bit, but. Poor guy, yeah, obviously, needs to...
Yep, so Kelly was sensitive about his weight and became the target of some ribbing at work. So,
literally like people poking him in the ribs and being like, I can't even feel your ribs.
No, it's just him eating ribs. Oh, I copped a lot of ribbing at work. Oh, people were making fun of me. No,
people were buying me ribs because they knew I loved them.
And because I asked them to.
And because I gave them the money and said, you can keep the change.
And because I did a good job delivering all the mail, at least I thought. So, if my client could not deliver the mail, he simply put it in his house or car.
Put it in his mouth and chewed. Poor guy.
He's like, oh, what? Do you eat any vegetables, Brad Kelly? I eat plenty of lettuce. What's that?
Lettuce. My doctor told me I need to eat more lettuce. I went to my doctor and said, I've got issues with my weight. And he's like, you need to eat more lettuce. Obviously, I misheard him. It's difficult to hear because I'm quite fat.
Now my digestive system is clogged up with shredded paper, making my condition worse.
Which only further further troubles me.
I can't wait till we get the letters on this one.
Okay, no, I'll just give them to Brad. All Adelaide hate mail goes directly to Brad Kelly.
Postman Fat. Oh, God.
Postman Fat himself.
Oh, shit. Gotta look him up, actually.
You never know. Like, he could be a listener.
Brad, if you are listening, we need to talk, man.
Yeah, we need to talk.
I did not get my birth certificate in 1999, and I really need that. I'm missing.
Why were you getting a birth certificate in 1999?
Oh, because I was applying for my license. I was 14. Yeah, there you go. So, covered that one well.
Yep.
Unlike Brad. So, his lawyer said, I love this quote, and it's the leading quote in the article. It's like the big headline quote.
So good.
It says, he did not know where Thorngate was, but he knew it was a long way away, so he just didn't go.
This is 99, so he would have had to go get a survey map and buy an ordnance survey map and look it up. And he's like, you know what? I went into the survey, but it was like I went to the survey to buy the map, but it was like $2 for $3 on cherry ripe, and I just can't say no to that.
I didn't have any money for the map, so I assumed it was far away. I looked it up. It is a bit of a ride. It's about a 23-minute ride from Regency Park to Thorngate. And you do have to go up a hill on the way there. Like,
yeah, well...
For a fit person, it would be a moderate ride.
And he was expected to do that every day.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
But they were probably like, hey, this is how we can help him. You know, people were trying to motivate him at work or whatever. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, can you imagine that? It's like, like, oh, poor guy. Bit big. Bit down on himself about his weight. Let's give him like the most challenging round and tell him he has to do it on a push bike, and it'll help him lose weight, and he just like hides the mail. Fucking poor guy.
Bro, you're not losing any weight. It's after giving you this route,
he's like Sam in Game of Thrones. It's like he's been beyond the wall for like 2 years and he's still fat as fuck. Like, what's going on?
Bro, are those stamps between your teeth? Yeah, what's going on, mate?
He's like, the glue's... The glue is so tasty. There's Manuka honey in the glue.
She said the Thorngate mail was not delivered when Kelly, who was drinking heavily at this stage, up to four times a week.
Hell. Well, now you know. Now we know why. Because alcohol is calorific.
Drinking and eating heavily.
And just being heavy.
Was given the task of riding his bike from Regency Park up a hill to the suburb. And there is a pretty decent hill.
Oh, right, yeah, here, yeah. No, I've got nothing but, like, jokes aside, sympathy for Brad. Yeah. Like, fuck, man. Yeah.
He did not know where Thorngate was, but he knew it was a long way away.
Yep.
Magistrate Mr. Kent Patrick said Kelly's behaviour lacked a satisfactory explanation and he had failed to fulfil his obligation to the public.
I agree.
I also think there's some leniency.
Doesn't have a satisfactory explanation. Like, who hasn't been overwhelmed at work and
been like, "Fuck it, I just won't do that job."
Yeah, I just don't know what to do.
I worked with a guy.
It's because it's people's mail that people are kicking off. Because it's like it actually affects the public in a way that's irritating to a lot of people. So that's why they have to be seen to make an example of him. Yeah. But he hasn't actually done anything malicious.
No, that's right.
He hasn't
like gone home and opened the mail and like stolen people's identities or anything, which is what people would do today.
Exactly. Yeah. Or like, you know, probably a 99 as well.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think this one, it's like, oh, okay. Oh, he obviously had some mental health issues. Wasn't doing the best. Like, yeah, just let him go. Good behavior one or whatever.
Yeah, I think a slap on the wrist. but I'm guessing they made a fucking example of the guy.
Well, they fired him. So.
I expected that. I thought he was already fired.
Oh, no, it gets to what he does. Further down. Members of the public are entitled to expect mail routinely sent and should be routinely delivered, Mr. Patrick said.
Yeah. When you break the law, it's the implications for you breaking the law, it's more about whether or not you really like piss off a lot of people or like, you know, potentially it could affect a lot of people.
That's right.
If it's a victimless crime, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Growing weed in your garden.
He sentenced Kelly to 4 months jail. That's a lot.
4 months fucking jail? Hell. Fuck.
I hadn't read this far yet.
Fucking hell. He's like, 4 months jail and a calorie-controlled diet while you're in there. Which he would have had.
4 months jail? I mean, you can't, God, like, damn it.
He would have lost a bit of weight in jail, no doubt. Because, like, what, you can't get more than your, you know.
No, you can't get fat in jail.
You can't get that in jail.
You can't.
Because they just don't give you enough food.
So he sentenced Kelly to 4 months jail, but released him immediately on condition that he enter a 2-year good behavior bond and, and complete 120 hours so community service.
So suspended sentence.
Suspended sentence. So Jesus, he would have been shitting himself then, though.
No, but yeah, 4 months in jail.
And there's a picture of him, Tom, running away from court after being released on a good behavior bond. Oh, okay. Yesterday. So look, he can run. So why? So there you go.
Oh, yeah,
it's not a very good picture because
it's because when he left court, like the home ice cream van was going back.
Ding, ding, ding. It's like, is this dismissed? Can I?
The name that like, rings a bell.
And also, not that fat.
No, he's not. No, he's like I've seen.
He's clearly overweight around the middle, but.
Yeah, I've seen fatter.
Yeah.
But yeah, 99, 2019.
Yeah, it's a different world
it's
now.
It's a different world.
He would have been one of the skinnier ones that Australia posts now. Brad, cheers to you, Brad. Brad Kelly.
Brad.
Hiding the mail. Yep. Postman Fat.
Postman
well done.
Fat. We got a lot of love for you, Brad, and sympathy.
Should
as
we look
well.
Him up? Pause the thing.
We'll look him up. Do you want me to pause and we'll look him up?
Pause the thing, I'll look him up.
Okay, all right, we're back.
So it turns out Brad Kelly's a very common name, particularly for South Australians.
Yeah, died in a car crash, Matt.
No, well, there's one who survived a car crash, but we don't know if that's him. The ages didn't really line up, so I don't know. All but right. Speaking of cars, Tom.
Yes.
If you're listening from 1999, get yourself down to Corns Toyota in Hawthorne because you can get a brand new Celica SX with free air conditioning, red Juco, 5-speed, power windows and air conditioning for $32,890. Look at that beast. Look at that beast there.
$32,890. Oh. That's, to be fair though.
That's Corns Toyota. That's
even today, I reckon for $32,890, you could get yourself a pretty good car.
Yeah, and that would have been like, at least $50,000 like 20 years ago?
Top of the line Celica.
There you go. So that's the story of Postman Fat. And we sincerely.
And it's black and white rag.
We apologize to
you know
everyone.
What? It's white. It was black originally, but it's
it was
white
a bit
now.
Of fun. We're poking fun at the Tizer who made him sound much more overweight than he clearly is.
No,
he's,
I don't
he's
think
that
he's
fun.
That. Well, like obviously,
he's
sprint,
a little big.
Sprint, he, sprint, he can run for a bus, so he's not that fat.
Can't run female though.
No, he can. He just won't.
That's why they call it snail mail. Brad's got it on the case.
Brad, Bradley.
All right, eat more lettuce.
Eat more lettuce, and until next time,
have a laugh.
Have a lol.
Don't steal any mail.
It's that a lol?
We hope you all had a lol. A dad a lol.